lot of fights, petty theft, and drug abuse. Our ninth grade class was considered to be the most disruptive in the school, but we were proud of this. We challenged our teachers and objected to the entire education system in Colombia, which favored the rich and privileged. We demanded more participation in deciding what and how we would learn. We verbally abused teachers who were inadequate, and I was often the ringleader of these attacks. I thought the school owed us a decent education. I thought that teachers who could not do their job properly had no business standing in front of the class. My desperation over my education grew as I grew. My parents were too poor to send me to university. I knew that whatever I learned at Celestino could determine my future. My mother kept telling me not to worry. She promised everything would turn out well if I stayed true to my ideals. I love my mother very much and believe she is one of the wisest people in the world. But on this subject, I thought she was crazy.
By the time she went to high school, Farlis was really worried about her education. There was a lot of crime in her school, and some of the teachers weren't very good. In Colombia, she says, the whole education system is unfair to kids who aren't rich. She and her friends behaved pretty badly in school, but it wasn't because they're bad kids. It was the only way they could think of to demand a better education. Farlis's mother tells her that if she just stays true to her ideals, that is, her values and the things she believes in, everything will work out. But Farlis says that her mom is crazy. It's going to take a lot more than being true to herself to get the education she deserves. Let's go on, starting on the bottom of page 41, where it says, in 1996, when I was 15 years old.
In 1996, when I was 15 years old, one of my friends slipped my name onto the ballot for class representative.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 2 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 42.